blowing smoke up my ass, buddy. What's going on here?
Cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus.
Cactus this cocksucker.
If I come down and punch your head off.
Cactus.
Hello there, this is Brad, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is February 17th, 2017, and as you probably guessed, today's show is sponsored by Rob Zombie Stark. Thank you, Rob Zombie Stark, for being one of the many people who support The Snowplow Show on patreon.com/phonelosers. I'm going through my notes here, and I have a bunch of old news stories that I never got around to reading, and this one I saved because I was trying to track down the guy in the story, hoping that I could call him up and maybe interview him about what he's doing, but I never had any luck tracking him down, and this story's from way back in 2014. And the headline says, a man controlled by satellites makes 100 calls to 911 in a month, and he vows to continue. So he's a crazy guy. It's probably best that I didn't get through to him, because I probably would have just sent him totally over the edge. A man who called 911 more than 100 times in 1 month says he's not going to stop until his concerns are heard by the federal government. Jimmy Sheo keeps a logbook of every 911 call he's made, so many that he boasts he's probably set a world record. I don't know about that, because I have heard other 911 stories like this, and they called a lot more than 100 times. He doesn't believe he's wasting the time of emergency responders because he has an emergency of his own. Sheo believes he's being watched by shadowy government authorities. He claims to believe his body is controlled by satellites. My brain, I can feel it starting. I'm blasted by the signals every couple minutes, he said. I yell and I scream, stop it, I don't need this, but they never listen. Wow, I forgot about this part. I'm really glad I didn't get a hold of this guy. Sacramento police say he's ignored warnings to stop calling over and over, so they arrested him for 911 abuse. We know he's tying up resources that are desperately needed by other citizens in our community, said Jenna Swafford with the police department. Fresh out of jail, Sheo promises he's not done dialing 911 until Congress starts an investigation. Police say if he does continue to call, he'll be arrested again. And they also say they may look for some counseling to get him some help. That's nice of them. Now I'm kind of curious if there's a follow-up story, because this one is from way back in 2013. Holy shit, almost 4 years ago now. I really need to clean up my show notes. But here, I'm gonna Google this guy real quick. And I don't see anything. This is all from 2013, everything on the first page. So that's probably all the media coverage he ever got on this whole thing. Hopefully he's okay and the government finally addressed his concerns about the satellites beaming at his heads or whatever he said. Probably microwaves, you know. Today is a live show. I did a show this morning right before the XYZ show. I think it lasted for maybe 2 hours or so, and I haven't started editing it yet. I don't know how long the show is going to be, but I hope you guys enjoy it. This is the live show, but first I've got to play a word from our sponsors. I'm sorry, you guys, but you know, I got to pay the bills here. So stay tuned. We're about to play the live show right after these messages.
You don't have Pepsi?
You know it don't come easy.
No Coke, huh?
It don't come easy.
Could I get more ice, please?
When getting a little thing like a soft drink starts getting hard...
You call this a large?
Come to 7-Eleven, where you'll always get your favorite soft drink fixed by someone who knows just how you like it. You.
Now that's what I call a large.
Today's 7-Eleven, where the good things come easy.
So we're not on Shoutcast still. I keep meaning to set the Shoutcast up. Half of you probably don't even know what the hell Shoutcast is. You know, it's like a Mixler-type thing that I'm not broadcasting on, that I should be broadcasting on, because it's really good for low-bandwidth people, you know, poor people, or people in their cars or on their phones, I guess. So, sorry, maybe I'll get that set up this weekend or something. But today we're broadcasting on the Mixler and the YouTubes, and if you want to be in the chat room, it's on the YouTubes. It's the YouTubes chat room. The Mixler chat room is turned off, hopefully, I think. Maybe it's not. Maybe people are chatting in the Mixler. But today we're going to do the thing that I did on a recent Hobosode, which of course I'm sure everyone that's listening right now heard the Hobosode, because you're all subscribers. You all subscribe on the Patreons. We're going to be telling people that we're the zoning commission or something, and we're taking over their yards or their driveways, you know, eminent domain type stuff. I still am not too clear on all the terminology. I know there's eminent domain, if the government wants to just take something from you and pay you a fair price for it. But yeah, I'd like to do that. I want to do that to some people, but I also would like to eventually, before the show's over, I want to do some businesses too. Like maybe some small type businesses, independent business owners, and tell them that that we're stealing half their parking lot. It'd be hilarious. Or we're gonna take over their lobby. We need to store some things in their lobbies, that's all. So first, I'm just going to start off, we're going to call these old people in this one neighborhood that has apparently doesn't have a homeowners association. Oh, there we go. D.C.
Palindrome said RBCP is noob.
Okay. Fucking Palindrome. He's always fucking with my shit. Let me turn off the Discord. Damn it, Palindrome. Let's see how many things he can... many more things he can say before I shut this down. That's what I get for reinstalling Discord after 3 months. Alright, I'm going to uncheck the box that says run Discord when my computer starts. There. There, Palindrome. Take that. Ah, yeah. Spokane. Facebook mob. Yeah, we should do a Facebook mob. I actually found one about an hour ago that I think might work okay. It is facebook.com/... It's not a church. It's a bar of some sort. And they post a lot on their page. Let's see, how many likes do they have, or followers or whatever. I don't even know. What the hell, Facebook? Oh, there it is. 11,000 people like it. But it's not crazy busy. You know, we can make comments. So go to facebook.com/... And on whatever posts that they've posted, you know, pictures and stuff, just say something wacky. Try not to be mean. Try to be wacky. Try to confuse them. What would we say? Defamation. Try not to get me sued, okay? No, I'm not really worried about getting sued. I just don't want to. I don't want to upset people. I want to weird people out. That's more fun. You can also leave reviews. You can make visitor posts. Just be all crazy on their page, and we'll see how they react to it. And later, I'll come back to it, and I'll read things from the page if they're not deleted yet. Yep. All right. Let's call this first person on the list. Just kind of get started with these people, and then we'll move on to businesses. I think I'm gonna need your help on which businesses to call, because I don't know, like maybe garages or something, you know, like car repair places. Those are all independent, usually. What else? You gotta stay away from chains, I think. I don't think McDonald's manager is gonna give a shit. They're just gonna be like, oh, here's my corporate office number, call them. GAD wants me to tell someone I'm going to put a basketball court in their front yard. Or no, he said a skate park. I don't know where basketball court came from, but that sounds fun too. We should do basketball courts. There's a call-in number for the show, but I think it's broken. But maybe it's not broken because someone else called in. I called it and it was broken. It's like this number is disconnected. I don't know why. I didn't do anything to it. I haven't touched it. It's just all of a sudden disconnected. Or it's halfway disconnected. Something's
Hello.
Broken.
We are not available now.
I'll fix it soon. But someone was able to get through. Maybe they have a different number to call in on. Like a secret number they figured out. I think this entire neighborhood has been instructed not to pick up from my number. They know better. But no, I'm actually spoofing from their own area code. I think I picked the number of a historical society or something like that.
Hello?
Like a museum. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Ron?
Yes.
Hold on, I can't turn off my music. Hey, it's Roy from County.
Yes.
I'm just calling. Did you get that letter we sent you about your front yard?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're just gonna be rezoning your front yard. We're gonna be claiming your front yard. We're gonna put we're gonna put asphalt over it. Just between the fence and the driveway, that's all.
What fence?
No, well, not the fence, but, you know, the edge of the property line. We call it the fence. It's an industry term here at the zoning board. But we're going to be putting asphalt, like black asphalt over the grass. And I guess they're going to get started on that Monday morning.
Are you kidding me?
No,
is
not...
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. It's just, you hadn't responded to the letter, so we just wanted to make sure you knew.
I haven't seen any letter.
Oh, we sent a letter, like, a month ago. It's we're seizing the land. It's eminent domain. And they're going to put up a, what was it, a basketball court. It's kind of like a public park. You know?
Nope. Where?
In your front yard.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, sir, I would not kid about that. I'm calling from County, the zoning department. It's not a big deal. I mean, we know that you don't use the yard that much. We had people from the zoning board watch your yard for several months, and they said that you never go out there.
What?
You telling me you're setting up a basketball court in our front yard?
Yeah, it's just going to be just two basketball nets, one on each side, one by the driveway and one by the other side. And it's going to be asphalt, and they're going to paint lines on the asphalt.
Oh.
You got to be... Can you close that door?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. You know what that'll do to our property value?
Well, probably make it go up because you'll have your own personal basketball court.
I don't think so. We landscaped that. I've been waiting for spring to put in a whole new series of plants and stuff. Oh, well, why our yard?
Well, this weekend, could you move all that stuff to the backyard or something real quick? Because we're going to need to dig up some of the grass and the dirt to put the asphalt down.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing impaired. I didn't get all that. Would you say that again?
Oh, it's okay. If you could take all that landscaping that you've done and just put it in the backyard real quick, because we're going to need to...
We don't have a backyard. We're against the water.
Oh, well, you know, on the side yard, or maybe you do like a little, like a little indoor grow house type thing.
What can we do about this?
I don't know. Just sit on your porch and enjoy watching the kids play basketball, I guess. But you're not going to be...
You got to be kidding me. You can't do that.
Okay, and as explained in the letter, you're not going to be able to just walk out and say, get off my lawn, because it's not going to be your lawn anymore. It's not even a lawn. It's like a basketball court.
Is this America?
Yeah, this is New America. You must not have been watching the news.
Would you like a basketball court in your front yard with asphalt?
A football court? No, that would have to be dirt. They would just paint the lines on the grass and the dirt. But it wouldn't be big enough for a football field.
So, okay, can I have your name, please?
Yep, my name is Roy.
Roy what?
Who?
What is your last name?
I would be Gerbel. I'm from the County Zoning Board.
How do you spell your last name?
That's G-H-Z-Q.
G-H-Z?
Uh-huh, and then Q, letter Q. Q is in quiet, like that lady in the background needs to be.
G-H-V-Q? I'm sorry, I can't understand.
No, Z like zebra, Z and then Q. Z-Q. It's okay, it's fine. Like, everyone has a problem spelling it. It's Somalian.
Okay, and what's the phone number that the county?
It'd be the one on your caller ID. But anyway, I got other people to call, so I'm going to have to get going. I just wanted to let you know they're going to start Monday. They're going to start digging up your yard and putting asphalt down.
You have to call them.
I did not receive any letter from you, and that is impossible that you can come in and dig up our front yard and put asphalt down front of this house.
It's totally legal.
It's property value.
It's eminent domain, or it's an easement. I'm not sure which is which. They sound the same to me, basically, really.
I can't believe this, that I get a phone call for a notice. You can't do that to my house. My God, this property value will go in the toilet.
What's it valued at right now?
What?
What's it valued at right now?
$330,000.
Whoa. My house is only worth like $100,000. It must be nice. But you don't hear me complaining. You know?
I don't understand this. I just don't understand this.
Okay, well, maybe the postman lost the letter. Or maybe he's one of those postmen that just, like, you know, doesn't deliver everything, just keeps it all in his garage. I don't know. We sent a letter,
but you
though.
Can't tell me that you sent me one letter and I didn't get it and call me and tell me this weekend you're going to dig my front yard up and put a basketball court in.
Well, they're going to pay you for
it. They're going to pay you for it.
What?
They're going to pay you for it. It's eminent domain. They have to pay you.
Pay? What are they going to pay me? That isn't going to offset what that does to my property value.
No, they have to pay you a fair amount. Here, let me look in the records. It looks like they're going to pay you
$67.43. $67.43.
Yes, plus you get basketball courts in your front yard, so you can just walk out the front door and play.
I don't want a basketball court.
Well, have you ever had one in your front yard?
Look, this street runs, these are prime properties, waterfront properties, and nobody has basketball courts in front of them. Why us?
That's the problem.
You tell me somebody touched our yard and we don't use it?
There's not really any...
That doesn't matter. That's not your business how I use my yard.
There's not really any good basketball courts around there. That's why they want to put some in.
You've got inland properties and bare properties that are not even being used around here. Why do you have to take somebody's front yard?
Well, it's just because it'll be in a better location, you know? Hey, can you tell her to be quiet?
You know what?
Tell her just to be quiet. Tell her men are talking.
Pardon me?
Can you tell that lady that men are talking and to be quiet? Just be like, shh. Honey, shh.
Honey.
Men are talking. Just make that noise continuously until she backs away into the kitchen. Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sound like there's a struggle. Is everything okay? Ron? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what's going on? It sounds... Are you... What are you doing to her?
I can't believe what you just said. I can't believe any of this phone call.
Which part?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
What's that noise? What are you doing? It's... What is that? Are you just, like, dragging the phone across the floor by the cord?
No, what? Spell your complete last name for me.
Okay, it's G-H-E-R.
Do it phonetically. I told you I'm hearing impaired. I can't understand alphabet.
G as in gay. E as in elephantitis. R... as in, let's see, retarded. Yep, retarded. Wait, did I forget the H? I forgot the H. I'm sorry, it's hard for me to think of words like this. Z as in zebra. And Q as in quit wasting all my time with this dumb phone call. I mean, oh my God, we're just... Just letting you know so we can get this started up and dig up your yard.
Yeah, you call somebody else and scam them.
A scam? How's it a scam?
I'm gonna call the county and check on this.
Okay. I'm going to pick up the phone when you call because I'm over here. All right. Who is this? Who are you? You're on the air. Who the fuck is this?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, it's not Brad.
Oh, hey, not Brad. The pizza.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Pizza Brad.
What are you doing?
I'm playing GTA.
Wow.
I saw you were doing a live show, so I didn't listen. I just started calling you.
I see.
Because that's more fun than actually listening.
That's crazy talk. Do you play GTA on the Steam or on...
On the Xbox One. I don't have the Steam machine. Or I do, but I don't have Grand Theft Auto on.
I see. Well, that sucks. Because I don't have an Xbox
Can I use one. An Xbox controller on the Steam machine? Because I'll transition.
Yeah. I've got like an Xbox controller on my Steam.
You're so elite.
On my Steams. Yep. FBI didn't take that.
Oh, that's good that they didn't do that. I have to send you some money because the FBI took all your stuff.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Hurry the fuck up with that. No, it's fine. Other people did it, so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just send you crappy songs and make content with
let,
you.
Let the other suckers deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Listeners, I mean.
What are you doing? Make some calls.
Okay, fine. Bye. Oh, I have to do the thing. I have to do the thing. I have to do the thing. Where's the thing? There. I hung up on him. I'm really slow with the soundboard now. Well, that was fun. That guy, he talked to us. He got upset. He's going to call the county and be like, what the fuck? They're going to be like, oh yeah, we had some calls like this the other day. It's very strange. We can't figure out what the scam is. Someone wants me to say we're turning the yard into a dog park. Holy shit, that was not Brad, you guys. We haven't talked to him forever. I thought he was sick of my show by now and just was not listening anymore. Hey, there's a Facebook mob. I should check on the Facebook mob real quick. I'm gonna check in between every single call I make today. It looks like on the latest post, there are a few comments. The latest post is, grab our specials of the week. Asian salad, panini, get them before they're all gone. Yeah, because restaurants always run out of food. That makes sense. Christian says, I came to churches expecting me a bucket of good old fried chicken like the famous fast food place. However, I was deeply wrong. What I got instead was a wonderful cactus chili burger and a sore asshole from the word famous. Church's glory hole. Oh, the world famous glory hole. Josh says, this is one of my favorite churches. I enjoy the atmosphere and the music and the preaching. I wish they would deal with some of the heavier doctrinal issues facing our culture, though. Doctrinal? I know the word, I just don't know how to pronounce it. You know me. Mildred Monday says, I feel the virgin sacrifices kind of went too far, though. That was a response to the church guy, Josh. And Christian says, Mildred Monday, I quite enjoyed the virgin sacrifices. When the brown-haired virgin was thrust into the fire, I could hardly contain my excitement. It was all I could do not to yell out, all hail the great cactus king, Sieg Heel, and ruin the ceremony. And Chad says, I really want to try the Asian chicken salad, but I'm not sure if Asians are making it. Can you post a picture of your house Asians? Can't wait to play with the cornhole. Oh, and there's responses. Nope. The restaurant's not responding, though. This is bullshit. Caitlin says, responds, I didn't know it was made by Asians. I thought it was made with Asians. I'm glad to hear that Asians are only making it. And then Dustin says he thinks it's a typo. It's a raisin salad. You toss it and start raisin'. There we go. Get it. It's too early to do these. Let's get back to calls. Come on. What are you guys doing? Making me read Facebook things. That's boring. They don't seem to be deleting things yet, though. Hey, you know how that guy wanted me to spell my name phonetically? I started to work on this phonetic list of words I can say. And let me find it real quick. I found some on the internet too, but I wanted to make some confusing phonetic lists. Like, I want to make one that's offensive and then one that is confusing. I want the letters to all be they won't sound like the letter they are. So far I only have a few. I have P as in pneumonia, and I have J as in Juanita, and X is in xylophone. I guess that one's not too confusing, but that'll confuse the crap out of people. I need to finish up this list, and I want to print it out and post it up here so I can use it when people ask me to spell my name, and I won't have to come up with crazy words on the fly, because I can't do that. You guys heard me trying. I forgot the H in my name. So, yeah, I'm going to do that soon. So I think around 11 o'clock, like in about 30 minutes, we're going to start doing businesses. We're going to start with residents, then we're going to move on to businesses. We're going to claim eminent domain on a 7-Eleven roof.
Hello?
Hello. Andy?
Yes.
Hey there. This is Roy from County.
Yes, sir.
From the Zoning Board.
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be rezoning your property as a as a business.
As a business?
Yes, your house is going to be a business. It's going to be zoned as a business.
Why would that be?
It's just a thing we're doing. We're just, you know, shaking things up a bit.
With the new,
and you're going to be zoned as a business. So you'll be able to sell that place as a business and probably make a bunch of money.
I hear you.
Yep, but you're not going to be able to live there anymore.
Okay.
How soon can you move out?
Soon as you give me $110,000.
That's all your house is worth?
Pardon?
Is that all your house is worth?
It's a condo.
Wow, you must be poor. Hey, can you tell that dog in the background to shut the fuck up while we're talking about all this business stuff?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with the County Zoning Board.
Okay, Roy.
Yep, okay. But you didn't do it.
I can't do it. I can't hold her mouth and talk to you, too.
No, you don't have to hold her mouth. Just yell at her. Be like, shut the fuck up, you fucking mutt.
Okay, Roy.
Can you do that real quick?
No, I probably won't do that. But who is this?
My name is Roy with the County Zoning Place Department. Machine.
You're blowing smoke, Roy.
What does that mean?
You don't even know where I am.
I totally don't know that you're on Harborside.
Uh-huh.
I'm with the zoning board. We know everything. We have all the info.
Okay, you need to tell me before I hang up. I gotta go.
Oh, just hang up. Just hang up the phone. Go play with your dog. He wasn't buying it. I need to call from the, what do you call it? The pet, the animal control. I need to call with animal control. Let's do that real quick. Aw.
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
Yes.
This is Steve from Animal Control. We just need you, we've had several complaints now that your dog won't shut the fuck up. Andy? Oh, I guess he's gone. Okay. I tried. I thought it was totally believable, you guys. But he just hung up. Yeah, I should have offered to loan him some duct tape. Nobody's home. I'm almost done with this page. I think we're just going to have to move to businesses. At least businesses will answer. They probably won't believe me, but they'll answer.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Brad?
Oh, no, you're not talking. You're talking to Alex and Kathy. Not me.
Oh.
Say hello.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Huh?
What's up, Alex? What are you doing right now?
Who is this?
This is Roy.
From the zoning board.
Yeah?
Yeah, we were having problems with the zoning around your house. It's shaped in a gay sphere.
What's wrong with it?
Basically, sir, we're going to have to build railroad tracks around your house. Where the grass is?
Yeah.
And we're gonna have a train.
Yeah, the railroad tracks are gonna they're gonna go up because the topology of your house is slightly askew, and we don't appreciate that as a zoning board.
Alex?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Alex,
I don't know what you're talking about.
We just need you to go pick up the toys out of your yard, because they're going to lay down train tracks tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
All right, thanks.
Please take this seriously.
Okay, who is this that totally ruined my call?
I'm sorry about that, Brad.
It's okay.
This is X-Wolf.
Oh, hey, X-Wolf.
And, you know, I just really wanted to call in to talk to you about all that echo that you had going on earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I just appreciate it if you just mute the mixer, please.
Okay.
So I didn't have problems anymore.
All right. I'll get right on that. I'm muting.
I won't mess up any more of your calls.
All right. So. Thank you. Please try to refrain from that in the future. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Man, he had a weird echo problem. I don't know what was up with that. Totally ruined my call. What the hell? Now, I was about to hang up on that guy because he wasn't picking up. And then that guy called in and things just got out of control. One thing led to another. Next thing I know, he's talking to that guy. It's all his fault. We've got to remember, though, train tracks around the house is not believable. But we could say we're putting a rail station in their front yard. They'll buy that, right? All right. The public swimming pool in their front yard. I'll do that. I'm writing it down. Copying it.
This is Larry.
Hey, Larry. This is Roy from the county zoning. And I just wanted to let you know they're gonna be there on Monday to get started on that work.
Okay. I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Larry over on Cassowary? Over on Gondolier?
Yeah, this is Larry on Gondolier.
Okay, yep, you're the right one. We sent you a letter about that. They're going to be doing some work in your front yard.
Okay, well, like what kind of work? Who are you with?
I'm with the county zoning place.
Okay.
And they're going to be building it's going to be like a very small public swimming pool in your front yard. So they're going to be digging up the front lawn. And, they're going to start construction. They're hoping to have it done by this summer.
I almost think this is a prank call.
A prank call? I don't think people make prank calls anymore, sir. That was more of a...
They don't?
No, it was more of a 1980s thing. 1990s. Okay. Caller ID killed prank calls. Everyone knows that.
So you're going to build a pool in my front yard?
Yeah, a swimming pool. It's like a public pool for the kids.
Okay.
But it's going to be strictly for kids. You're not allowed to use it. I mean, unless you have kids or grandkids come over, you know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But...
Okay, well, that'll be interesting. I'll have something to look at when I'm working on my computer.
Well, don't look at the kids too much because, you know, you don't want any legal problems.
No, I don't. I don't.
We can't have non-parent spectators at our pool. So during pool hours, you need to stay off your porch and keep your window blinds shut.
I will do that. I'm a good county citizen.
Okay. Well, yeah.
All right.
That's what they all say till they get caught.
I wish I knew whose voice. I don't recognize your voice.
Oh, no, I don't know you or anything. I just work at the county zoning department.
What county are you talking about?
County.
Okay, good.
Yep. See, I got everything right.
All right, well, good. Well, let me get back to my lunch.
Okay, what are you having for lunch?
Chicken pasta.
Oh, did What's-Her-Face make it?
No, Chili's made it.
Oh, okay, that's better. Thank God.
Okay.
All right, well, have a nice lunch. And we'll see you on Monday with all the digging equipment and stuff.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the heads up.
Make sure your yard's cleaned up because they're not going to clean your yard. They're just going to start digging into whatever's in your yard.
Believe me, it's spotless.
Yeah.
It is spotless.
Okay. If you say so.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was pointless. I guess the community pool is not a believable story. That was all Psy22's fault. It was his dumb idea. Somebody kick him from the room. Ban him forever. Permaban. Oh, there we go. A bus stop in front of their house. That could be fun. In their yard. Ah, I got a copy. No, stop. Stop chatting, you guys.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the county zoning. And I just needed to let you know they're going to be out there on Monday morning to start that work in your yard. You probably got a letter about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, we sent a letter. We sent a letter a month ago and 2 months ago about the...
For what?
They're going to be using your front yard as a bus stop?
No, I don't think so.
Just the strip along the front. They're just going to clear out all the grass and put some concrete there and a bus shelter and a bench and a bus stop.
No, this is Fair Harbor.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, there's no bus stops around there. They're going to put one right. It's going to be on your front lawn.
No, it's not. I don't want it.
Well, no, you don't get a choice. This is eminent domain. They're taking your land. Not all of it. Just the.
I didn't get a letter, Randy.
No, you probably just threw it away. You probably thought it was junk mail. We get that a lot.
You got to be joking me.
No, I wouldn't joke you, sir. I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian too, and I don't want a boat. I don't want anything on my front of my house for kids for sitting there. No,
not for kids.
I want to do it.
It's just a city bus. It's for everyone. It's, you know, it's a public city bus.
I'm still not going to have it. You can't. Who you pick my house for?
It just seemed like it was in the best location.
No, listen. I'm not going to let you. I'm calling sheriff. I'm not going to let you.
What? No. It's okay because we've already gotten approval, zoning, and they're going to pay you for it. They're going to give you money.
Listen, I still don't want it. I didn't get the letter.
Well, can you dig through your junk mail pile? Maybe it's sitting in there.
I have any mail. I told him right in the garbage when I look at it right now.
You threw our letter in the garbage?
I throw it away.
Oh yeah, you could have contested this maybe a month or two ago, but
never got a letter.
Well, you said you just threw it away.
Listen, I junk mail. No, yeah, for sheriff.
It wasn't junk.
For UPS TV. Wild Fork. That's what I knew.
It's not a big deal.
Email,
it's
electricity. I pay.
It's going to be
Harbor. No, it's Row. I know it every day. I look at my mail.
It's going to be a nice.
I didn't get a letter. All right.
It's going to be a nice bus shelter.
I don't believe you did this. I don't believe you picked mine. And this, I don't believe that.
But it's true though. I mean, we're going to be there on Monday. We're going to start digging. We're going to lay down some concrete and put down a bus shelter. And they probably already put the sign up in the street. Do you see outside the window?
No, there's no sign.
Oh, okay.
It's just outside.
They're probably going to do that on Monday, too.
It's not on my drive. No. I got 100 feet, and I pay for taxes.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that.
But
I don't want
this.
I told you I don't want it. And I'm going to protest. I didn't get a letter.
Well, look, this is actually going to be good for you because you can get rid of your car and just take the bus everywhere because you got a bus stop right outside.
I want it. You got to be. Listen. I got two cars. I got a driveway. I don't need a bus.
Right.
I don't want this.
But the thing
is,
you'll
be out there packing. You'll be on TV. I'm not going to start a fire now. I'm not going to have it.
Start fire? Are you going to start a fire? What do you mean start a fire? You're going to set the bus shelter on fire?
Start a fire or fires.
You're going to, what are you going to set on fire?
Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're going to set your car on fire?
Yes, McHire. No. Jerk. You're bullshit. I'm going to fire paper. Which say I don't want it.
You're going to set papers on fire, like your junk mail?
No, not my email.
Your email?
Just don't worry about it. I'm not saying, dude, I don't want it. And I didn't get no letter.
Oh.
And I don't want it.
Okay, all right, then. I think.
This retirement place, and I don't want a bus in front of my house. Are you crazy? I don't believe you.
It's just a bus stop.
I can't
believe
you.
It's good for the environment.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty normal. They do this to... They've done this
not for me. It's not for more. No, I don't think so. Not for me.
They've done it to four other houses in the neighborhood. So it's okay. Sir?
Listen, I don't want it. I'm going to pee away right now and find out what the hell happened.
You're
going
to pee?
I'm going to the POA. I'm not new.
Oh.
I have a POA.
Oh. Okay. I still don't understand what you're setting on fire. You're not going to set the POA on fire or anything, are you?
Listen, there's not no fire. I'm saying I'm not going to fire anything. You said that. It's the worst damn news. Just worse than the...
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
Yeah, yep.
And I got no letter. I did not get a letter. I'm calling the POA right now. I don't see you. Listen, I pay taxes, and I pay in a POA, and we have our own government.
You know, there's the bus goes directly between your house and the POA. Like, you'd be able to take the bus to the POA to complain. Set things on fire.
You don't understand. I don't want to do the bus. I don't want to dumb one of my fucking privacy.
Well, you don't have to.
I don't want people in front of my house every day. Are you crazy?
Well, it's a public street.
Retirement here.
It's a public street, though. It's okay.
It's not a public street. I'm on a road committee. I pay. And I do the maintenance on the roads.
Well, you'll pay.
I know you should not your roads.
You'll pay less taxes.
It's our roads.
You'll pay.
You don't understand.
You'll pay less taxes this way, though, and also you'll get a discount on the bus.
But, like, listen,
they'll give you.
Listen, what? I told you once. I didn't get the letter. I don't want it. And don't start. I don't want them going out there Monday morning and no. I'm going to put signs right there. No. I don't want it. I'll see you on TV Monday night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
But Monday night it'll be too late. They'll already have put the bus stop up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't get smart. Because I didn't get a letter. And you give it to somebody else. Pick it to somebody else. I got two cars and driveways. They're going to be, I don't want it. I told you I want to, I'm retired here. I don't want a bus in front of my house. You got to be kidding me.
It doesn't.
You're joking. This must be a fucking joke.
It doesn't seem like that big of a deal though. I mean, okay, well, we'll put it off for a week and you can come and visit and, or call us or something. But we'll send out another letter.
Yeah, because I'm going to get a lawyer. Just give me a letter.
Oh,
give me a letter.
Our lawyers.
I'm going to the lawyer. Give me a lawyer. Give me a letter, and I'll go see the lawyer as soon as you get me.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll get our lawyers, too, because they're bigger and more powerful.
Listen, I'm retired down here, and I don't want to. My house, you got to be joking me.
Okay.
You must be a joker.
I know. I. You know what? I think we can probably just put this bus stop in your next-door neighbor's yard instead.
That would be better.
Okay. But, I mean, they'll still be sort of in front of your house, but they'll be more in front of the neighbor's house instead of your house.
Listen, I paid for 100 by 200 feet, and I had two garages and two cars. I don't want a bus stop on mine.
Okay. Well, they're gonna pay you for it.
I don't. Listen, like, it's money. I don't need the money. I'm retired. I want to live. I don't want kids around, bus or people around in front of my house. You got to be joking me.
Well, they'll just be there for a minute while they wait for the bus. They're not going to hang out.
Listen, don't start. Try a neighbor. Mine.
Don't be selfish.
And just let them know because the neighbors, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I don't for retirement here, be peaceful. I don't want people in front of my house every day.
Okay, we'll just do the neighbor's house then. Just forget it, because we don't want any trouble. We don't want fires set or anything like that.
I didn't say fires.
We'll just do the neighbor's yard then.
Fires? I was going to flyers.
Next,
flyers, you understand? Flyers.
Oh, flyers. Like airplanes.
Paper, flyers.
Like airplanes.
Yeah, okay. I don't want it. I'll see you on TV. I'll see the law in court.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
We'll get this started.
Give it to my neighbors.
Okay, we're going to do it to the neighbors.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice day, sir.
Thank you.
I mean, don't say you too or anything, you know, just be rude. And you guys, I was starting to worry about that guy. I didn't know what was going on with him. He was really upset. I think I made everything right, though. I think he'll be all right, okay? Everything's going to be fine. But yeah, what a selfish asshole, just like people in the chat room are saying. And if he goes out and sets fire to anything, it's going to be MGS Best Productions' fault. Because he told us to say we're going to put a bus stop in front of their house. That seemed to work pretty good. Hey, let's look at the Facebook. The facebook.com/66church. Let's refresh it and see what's up here. See how much stuff they've deleted. Oh, look, there's some reviews 44 minutes ago. We got a bunch of comments in that same one from before, but I don't remember where I stopped. Josh says, what kind of cactus dressing do you have available for the salads? Cody says, I love chicken. That was a good one, Cody. He says, mmm, I love chicken. There we go. Good one. I don't see anything on the next post with that disgusting looking burnt pretzel. What the hell is that? People eat those? Let's see. Next. Nope, no comments there. No comments there. What the hell, you guys? Anyway, we could look at some reviews. Let's see what the reviews look like. Cody says, I loved the theme they have set up there. Young boys around 9 serving all the tables, apparently as volunteers. They all had a funky walk going on, though, which makes me question the legitimacy of this establishment. Okay, that's great. Thanks for that, Cody. Johnston says, it was worth the diarrhea. However, my foot fell off, and that's unacceptable. -1 star. Oh, and you only gave him 4 stars. We got to give him 5 stars on their review, but it's okay. 4 stars is good. And you had a good reason for it. Roger says, great cactus salad. Brad, the server, really went above and beyond. Yay, me. Joey says, it's a nice place, but they went a little far when they wanted me to drink Chef Jesus' blood. Oblina says, I came in over the weekend. I can't believe the amazing service I received. I requested the fried cactus be inserted into my anus, and the server, I believe his name was Brad Carter, really jammed it up there tight. I received a call about doing a survey while I was there. The guy on the phone told me to rate the glory holes in the bathroom. As always, they're incredible. The best in town. The owner always makes sure that the Asian in the kitchen comes out and services my egg roll. The Asian twink, is that a racial slur? I've never heard that one before. That's our new word for the day, Asian twink. I shouldn't say that, because now you guys are going to just repeat it at me for 2 years now. The only problem I could think of was the fact that women are allowed to talk here. They really need to get them in line and remind them that it's not acceptable. My wife knows to order the cheapest thing on the menu, or she'll be smacked upside the head with my nuts. Women belong in the kitchen only. Alan says, the cactus burger is out of this world. 5 stars out of 5 stars. I better read the chat room real quick. Well, I want to see if I was just racist a minute ago. A twink is a skinny gay man with no body hair. Okay, that's totally acceptable to make fun of gays. So we're okay. Everything's fine. We weren't being racist. Christian says, I came in expecting a service for Allah, but instead was greeted with pork bar foods. If you are unknowledgeable in the art of Islamic jihad, we do not eat pork. At first I was thoroughly disgusted, but then the waiter, Mrs. Cotton, an old woman who seemed to have fits of seizures, told me about the bacon-wrapped cacti nuggets. I tried one, and now I can say I have rebuked Islam and have accepted the flying bacon monster into my heart. Heil Brad, Heil Brad. Sieg Heil. I don't know. 5 stars. Thanks for 5 stars. Should I call that old man and tell him I was just kidding? I think he was breaking out in a sweat. His selfishness was really stressing him out. Alright, Brett says, came in to celebrate church service last Sunday. The manager directed me to a vaguely cross-shaped cactus in the corner of the establishment. Disappointed at first, but it turns out that 75% more of my prayers were answered here than at my usual house of worship. And they let me drink a whole lot of wine. Oh wait, they let me drink a whole lot more wine during the service than the other place too. 5 out of 5, would worship here again. Dustin says, I saw Roy and the Rusty Trombone Brass Band here last week, and they were amazing. I like that you guys are all liking each other's reviews too. That's pretty awesome. And then Jonathan says, as a Christian father of 2, I'm glad they changed the name from 666 Church to 66 Church, but I still think the Baphomet altar in the main lobby is a bit much. There's another word that I don't know. It sounds like one of those college words. A Baphomet? A Baphomet? B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T? I don't know. I'm not even looking that up. It's probably another racist word. Hal says, I object to your Satanist theme. Otherwise, this is a great place with the best cactus tacos this side of Roy, New Mexico. 5 stars. James says, the glory hole in the men's room was one of the best I've ever used. Thanks to the kind staff and the owner that made my day. Most glory holes are dark and have sharp edges. The 66 Church glory hole is clean, well lit, and has no sharp edges. in all caps, and that's everything, I think. Yep, that's everything. It's all the reviews. Someone in the chat room says that Baphomet is it's another word for Asian twins. That's similar to saying the word twink. Hey, let's take a break, because I'm going to do some things, and then I'm going to try and find the thing. Businesses. We're going to call businesses next. That's what we're going to do.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland. I got a good prank idea.
Okay. What is it?
Okay, so in Livingston, Texas, this Walmart shut down, and a bunch of people think that they were building tunnels under there for the U.S. government. And I think you should call people up in Livingston, Texas and say that they need to sell their house to the government, like the eminent domain, so Walmart can build tunnels underneath their house.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We should do tunnels, at least. But wait, we're tearing
and
down their house?
Use a tunnel sound effect. Use a tunnel sound effect and call the Walmart and say you're stuck in one of their tunnels.
Okay. I'm doing that right now. Here it goes. Wait on the line and I'll do it. Actually, his idea kind of confused me. I should have asked him to clarify, but I got scared and nervous and, you know, social anxiety kicked in, and I just had to hang up on him. But we should do tunnels under people's houses. So, you know, eminent domain, we're going to buy the land under their house and have a bunch of tunnels, like several stories of tunnels. Let's say Elon Musk is he's digging his tunnels there. Not that anyone's going to know what that means, but that's what we'll do. Elon Musk is starting the freeway tunnels underneath their house or something. In fact, you know what? There's three more numbers left here on this page, and then I'm totally done with it. So let's just call these three numbers. They probably won't answer. Yeah, I'm still going to do this skate park. Oh, yeah. Skate park in the parking lot. That's
Hello?
Hello, Lloyd?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the County Zoning Board.
Oh, okay.
And, you got the letter from us, right? You never responded to it. We're going to start digging in your yard on Monday.
I didn't. Okay, maybe my wife saw it, but what exactly are you going to be doing?
We're going to be digging a very large hole in the front yard, and it's going to go down about 200 feet. And they're just going to make an intricate network of tunnels underneath your house.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, it's okay. Then they'll fill up the hole on top once they have them all established underneath. But they're just going to be living in tunnels underneath your property.
Okay, so really, who is this?
My name is Roy from the zoning board, the county zoning.
I doubt it.
Well, I don't doubt it. I'm here.
Well, you're not going to be digging on my front lawn, I can tell you that.
Oh, no, we already sent the letter, and it's eminent domain.
I don't give a shit.
We're going to be using...
What letter you sent, you are not going to be digging on my lawn.
Well, maybe you shouldn't...
That'd be ridiculous.
Maybe you shouldn't throw away letters from the county zoning board. And he just hung up on me. But at least he cursed at me before he hung up. Okay, so, yeah, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and do some businesses. And that'll be lots of fun. Be right back, you guys.
Hey, RB. This is Tater Head. Mr. Potato Head to you.
Yep.
Haven't called in a while because I've been balls deep in school.
That's nice.
And that brings me to the reason why I called. Just started hematology this week. And oh my God.
You're a genius.
You really do need to be a genius to do this stuff. So I need the phone number of that lady that you talked to that one Christmas at the Walmart about the TV show or whatever.
I don't have it.
Since her IQ is high where she tested it and she can handle it, I need her to be my tutor. So if you could just read her phone number, if you still have it on the air or on the podcast.
I never had it.
I would appreciate it. Thank you. Crank, tankus.
Yeah, whatever you just said. Yeah, I never had her number. I was just walking around Walmart picking up their phones whenever a customer called in, so I never actually got the numbers, because Walmart, they're a bunch of hobos. They don't even have caller ID on their phones. So I'm sorry, you're just going to have to study like normal people do.
Hey there, Roy Gerbel. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, whatever.
Just curious, when the FBI called you in and got you in there, did they probe your aims by chance? I'm asking for a friend.
I wish.
Cactus.
Wish they had. No, they didn't call me in. They showed up at my house and took all my shit. I didn't get arrested or charged with anything, you know? They just kind of talked to me for a bit, and I left my house. Left my house full of FBI agents. So, no anal probing yet. That probably will happen when I actually get arrested and charged with something. Which could happen any day now. Nobody knows. I haven't heard anything.
Hi, Roy. First-time caller, long-time listener. Yeah. This is Adam. You may remember me from being in the chat a couple times. I'm going to try and be in there a bit more now. But yeah, just wanted to do the phone calls. Also, I just got the PLA media pack there, Dan. Some hot stuff in there. Really good. Very good. Yeah, really good work, Brad. See you later.
I appreciate the half of your message that I could understand. Thanks for calling
in. Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard here.
Hey, Redbeard.
You need to fix your shit.
As usual.
I just tried to listen to Hobosode 15. Hobosode. And it didn't work.
What?
The other ones worked. So I got caught up. Step number 15 didn't fucking work, Brad.
Shit.
So fix your shit. I'm paying good money for access to this exclusive content.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
And I expect the shit to work.
Okay.
It's the first thing that hadn't worked, though, so that's okay. Just fix it, please.
I'll look into it.
I got one question for you. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
It's me. I'm
Bye,
a good boy.
Texas.
Yeah, I wish you would have told me where it's not working. Is it on the Patreon that it's not working? Is it on the podcast feed on my website? Which podcast feed is it? The high quality one or the low quality one? And here, I'm going to check it right now. I'm gonna see how wrong you are. I'm looking at the exclusive content feed. That's the low quality one. Holy shit.
Hello.
Hello, Pam.
Yes.
Hey, it's Dale from the Homeowners Association.
It seems to work. It's working. I don't know. Maybe my server was having problems or something. Maybe I was just getting DDoSed again.
That happens from time to time. But it appears to work right now, at least on the feed I checked. So if you're still having problems, let me know. I haven't had any other complaints, though, so I think it's all your fault. If you're having a problem with the feed and if you're, you're registered on the website, on phonelosers.org, you can just go to phonelosers.org/hobosodes and play them directly from there. Here, I'm going to try that. I'm going to go to that page and click on that one, and oh my god, it's a dead link. That's the problem. I see what I did. I forgot to put the .mp3 on the end of the file name. I'm such a stupid...
Hello?
There it goes. It works. I'm going to fix that right now while I'm recording the voicemail segment. I'm going to fix this because this is good entertainment, listening to me do maintenance on my website. Type. Okay, let's try it out. There, it works!
Hello.
Yay, the new Hobosode works. And speaking of the Hobosodes, if you don't know what the Hobosode is, if you are a subscriber to the show for $5 a month or more, then you get extra shows every week. Usually every week. Every once in a while I miss a week. But so far, since I've started doing this, I've done 15 Hobosodes. The most recent one was kind of a prequel to today's live show. A few days ago, I called up some people in a nice neighborhood and talked to them about eminent domain and told them I was stealing their yards for various reasons. And I remember at least one of them being pretty good. So if you're interested in Hobosodes, go to phonelosers.org/hobosodes and you'll be trapped behind a paywall until you pay $5 a month until you can listen to them. Doesn't that sound like fun? Anyway, thank you, Redbeard, for letting me know about the problem. It seems to work now on all three things. I made sure on all three things it was in there and working. I'm sorry I suck so much.
Hey there, Mr. Potty Mouth.
Hey.
And of course, I always have incredibly awesome things to say.
I need to change that message, don't I?
One of which is, Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks.
Will you be my boyfriend, Mr. Potty Mouth, Mr. Caca Words? Will ya?
All right, thanks, Corbin Guy. Thanks for calling in.
Breaking news, everybody. A local man has been found dead after eating 17 cacti. A local woman has found out she was unable to read after 17 years of being a librarian. Four midgets were caught trying to sneak into a movie theater, pretending to be children sneaking into a movie theater. More at 10.
Okay, thank you for that breaking news and for playing the breaking news sound effect behind it and everything. That's much less work for me to do.
It's Nico.
Hey, Nico.
I'm just calling because I was listening to the February 10th episode. Very funny, by the way.
Who's a good contractor?
And there was all this controversy about how you say pen for some reason on this thing. I think you say pen just fine.
Yeah.
One thing it did.
Well, you're Canadian, so what do you know?
Me of though, as I wanted to ask you from before, is a couple of different episodes. One of them was the pranks to hotel guests from PLA Radio episodes 25 and 26. You say, like, don't call our office and ask for an ink pen. Don't waste our time. Like, you say ink pen. I'm just wondering, is there a different type of pen out there that I'm not aware of? Just curious. Anyways, if you could answer that, that'd be great. And okay. Talk to you later. Have a great day. Bye.
It's just people nitpicking about the way I pronounce everything. Apparently, I've been saying pin my entire life. P-I-N. I mean, that's what people say anyway. I didn't even know there was a different way to say it between, you know, pin and P-E-N. Or maybe they're just fucking with me. I just never noticed the difference before, and I think I've always said pin, not pen. I don't even hear the difference. Maybe I'm pronunciation blind. You know how some people are face blind, they can't recognize faces? Maybe I can't recognize words. I think that must be it, probably. Here, let me go look at the wiki page and see what they say about me pronouncing the word pin, if I can find it. Here it is. There's a page on the PLA wiki, list of words RBCP struggles to pronounce. And let me scroll down this very long list. And there it is. It doesn't really say anything about it. It just says he keeps losing his pin in lube job customers' cars. And they spell it P-I-N. So apparently that's a thing. I've been mispronouncing pin my entire life. But at this point, I just don't care. I'm just going to keep saying it how I say it. And I'll just deal with the ridicule like I always do.
Hey, Brad. Just wanted to tell you that your show is great.
Thanks.
Been listening to it. You got to make more, but you're getting there. You're pumping out a good, like, 3 weeks, so you know what? I'm not going to complain. There's just one more thing I had to tell you. Hold on.
Baba Booey, how is Man's Penis?
Of course. Another Baba Booey person. As usual. And I think that's my official cue to stop doing voicemails for this episode, and I think we should start playing the live show again. I haven't edited this segment yet, but it looks like it's going to be at least another 45 minutes, so I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the show. So on the second part of today's live show, we're going to be doing a thing. We're going to be doing the same thing we did before to people, only this time we're going to do it to businesses. We're going to annex business property or easement their property. I don't even know how to use that word. We're going to eminent domain their property. We're just going to use every word as a verb. That's what we're doing tonight, today. I'm starting out with some garage repair type places because I figured those would be independent businesses.
Student Tech, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Is this the owner of this business?
This is not.
Ah, balls. Is he there?
He's actually, he's not even working today. He's on a little 3-4 day vacation.
Oh, fucking shit. Well, do you have his cell number?
I do, but I can't just give it out.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm from the zoning board here in Spokane.
What's that?
I'm from the zoning board here in Spokane.
In Spokane?
Yeah, here in Spokane.
You pronounce it right too.
Yeah. I hope you do as well.
Better than Spokane.
What the fuck does that mean? Well, look, I don't need any of your smart ass shit. Okay, I'll just try back. I'll try back Monday or something, I guess.
Okay.
All right then.
All right.
Hang up the fucking phone now. Do it.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Roy from the zoning place.
That's what I thought.
Okay, then.
What can I help you with?
Just hang up the phone. Hang it up.
You first.
I don't have all day. Come on. Hang it up.
We've all got all day.
I don't. I have work to do. I have other people to call, and I can't hang up until you hang up.
Really?
Our phone, the hang-up button's broken.
Your hang-up button's broken?
Yep. See, look, when I push it, it doesn't do anything. There, I hung up. I'm not going to sit there and argue with him all day. He wins. He wins the hang up the phone game. All right, so he wasn't there. Let's try Bob's Service Center. That sounds independent. I know how to pronounce Spokane, you guys. Spokane-y.
Thank you for Bob's Service Center, this is Dakota.
Hello, is Bob around? Browned?
He is not.
Okay, is there any other owner or manager type person there?
Not currently.
That might get upset by the news I'm about to tell them?
Not currently.
Okay, when do they get back?
He should be back in a couple minutes.
Oh, okay, I'll hold.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to hang up. It's a couple minutes, probably means like an hour or something. So maybe we should pick a different business instead of, garages and stuff. What independent businesses are there, you guys, that aren't chains?
Rafael, this is Casey.
Hey, Casey, this is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane. Is this the owner?
No, he's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Where is he?
Semi-retired.
Oh, that's retarded.
He's hardly ever here.
God.
Yeah.
Fuck. Shit. Balls. Fuck, you know?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane.
Okay.
I just needed to let him know. Can you pass along a message to him?
Sure.
We're gonna be buying up the parking lot there, or not buying it up. We're just gonna be taking it. Most of the parking lot, except 3 feet around the
Seriously,
building.
Who is this?
I'm from the zoning board. This is Roy.
I'm not buying it.
Okay. Well, I'll just hang up then. It's not working out. But you'll know what's happening though when they come there and start tearing up the parking lot and erecting structures and all that. Then you'll see. Then you'll believe me. So my idea for garages, it's not working out too good. I'm going to try a few more. But what else should I call? Maybe I could call car dealerships? No, those would be chains. I need something that's not chains.
On Seymour Automotive, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy. Is the owner in?
I think he's under a hood. Can I ask who's calling real quick?
This is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane. I just needed to let him know we were going to start construction there on Monday.
You're going to start construction at our repair facility?
Yeah, out there in the parking lot. We're digging up some of the asphalt.
For Seymour Automotive on 2604?
Yeah, that's the one.
We're getting parking lot fixed on Monday?
Yep, that's what I just said.
Hold on, I'll get the owner, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Corey.
Hey, Corey. This is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane.
Hey, Roy, how are you?
Not too bad. Did you get our letter? We're going to be starting construction there on Monday.
No, I didn't get a letter. What's the construction for?
They're just going to be using most of the parking lot for storage. And then they're also going to be digging a large hole over there where those doors are. Not the garage doors, but just the regular doors. There's going to be a kind of like a stairway leading down to the pit.
What's the construction for, Roy? I don't have anything.
Oh, yeah, they sent a letter. They're going to basically be taking over most of your parking lot, like as an eminent domain. And
great.
Yep, they're going to be digging a hole in part of it and having a staircase leading down, and they're going to be doing some mining down there.
Oh, awesome.
Yep, and that's going to start on Monday morning. They should be there by 9 a.m.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Thanks for your permission.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. It's not working out, you guys. Nurseries, no, you guys are Mexican restaurants? I don't know. They might not speak English, and I'm afraid of people that don't speak English, you know that. I guess I could just try a few more garages, see what happens. That one wasn't buying it.
You're calling mechanics. Jake, how may I help you?
Hey, Jake, this is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be out there on Monday to start construction. Start putting up the storage areas in the parking lot.
Storage areas in the parking lot for Mechanics Pride?
Oh, no. These are going to be permanent storage areas for the city. They're just going to store some of their things in there. Just supplies and some, just odds and ends. Things that won't fit in the city building.
Okay. Where are you going to build these buildings at?
Right outside in the parking lot. It's going to cover, I'd say, I don't know, maybe half of the parking lot.
Of which parking lot?
Right in front of the building. It's right out there.
Right out in front of our building?
Yeah, they'll still be able to get into the garage bay doors, your customers will, but they'll have to kind of zigzag around through the... through the buildings, the sheds, the construction.
Okay, which location are you talking about?
The one that I just called, there on Avenue.
Okay. Okay, hang on just one second. Let me get the owner for you.
Oh, who's this?
This is Jake.
Oh.
Hold on.
Yeah, I didn't tell him anything. Oh, yeah, yeah, we get hold music.
The operation of your windshield wipers is critical to your...
Well, this doesn't sound independent.
Especially when...
Uh-oh.
Thank you for waiting. This is Mike. How may I help you?
Hey, Mike. It's Roy from the city zoning here in Spokane.
Yeah, Roy, what's going on?
I just called to let you know they're going to be out there on Monday to start with the construction. They're putting up several buildings out there in the parking lot.
I'm confused. Help me out here a little bit.
Oh, just out there in front of the building, in front of your building. Your customers will still be able to get in the garage doors, but they're going to have to kind of zigzag around the construction and the buildings and everything.
What are you guys doing? I didn't hear.
Oh, they sent you a letter. They're gonna put some storage out there for the city of Spokane.
I never got a letter.
Oh yeah, you probably just threw it away.
I'm right downtown on the corner of.
Yeah, that's
so
the one.
Where are they gonna sit these things?
Kind of in front of your business. Like there's a large parking lot area. They're gonna.
I don't have a large parking area.
Well, not. I didn't mean
not
large.
Not even close.
Well, yeah, they're just gonna put buildings in the remaining area. I don't mean large. No,
you're confusing me. You're confusing. I don't have any parking spaces. I've been paying meters every day.
Yeah, well, it's just going to be like three large buildings and then two smaller ones. They're for storage, for the city to store things.
I don't understand. Why would they be in front of my store?
That's just the best place to put them. They're claiming eminent domain on the parking lot area.
There's no parking lot.
Well, you know, just the area.
You got the right place?
You know, the part.
You got the right place?
Yes, I'm sure I've got the right place. You know where the cars pull out?
Of the
garage?
No, no,
they're just going to be buildings along the front of your building. They're going to cover the windows.
No. That ain't going to happen.
Well, yeah.
No. You act like this is all good, and it ain't all good.
Well, we sent a letter.
I don't got no letter.
We sent a letter a month ago. You probably threw it away.
No, I didn't throw it away. Who are you?
Well,
Who are you?
That's what you get for throwing away important documents.
I didn't throw away anything. Who are you?
Oh, you said you did throw it away. This is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane.
Yeah. What's your phone number, Roy?
It's area code 509.
Right.
226-3125.
All right, and then Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
All right, Roy. You're working for the city, right?
Yeah, I'm here in the zoning department. It's not me building the buildings.
Who's your boss? Who's your boss?
That'd be Chad. But look, right. It's nothing. Good. You can really argue about at this point.
I need to talk to Chad. You want to give me his number or you want to transfer?
Chad's not here right now. He's out at the payphone. He's calling his girlfriend, I think.
I don't believe in anybody doing that during work hours, but what's his
cell phone? It's his lunch hour. It's 11:30 right now. He just ran out to use the payphone real quick because I'm on this phone.
All right. Well, I'm not done with you on the phone yet. Do you have a fax machine?
No, because it's 2017.
Do you have an email way you could email me this letter?
Oh, just check in your trash where you threw away the letter.
Did not do that, Roy. Don't piss me off.
Well, I don't see why you have to get an attitude with me. I'm
upset because you're telling me about a parking lot, Roy, and I don't have a parking lot on.
Not parking lot, just the area in front of the window. You know the window of your building?
I got tons of windows.
There's going to be little.
I'm right on the corner.
Not the garage windows, dummy. Just the window.
Okay. All right. Like, now you're really making me upset, Roy. I mean, I want to be polite with you, but you don't understand where I'm coming from. I did not throw in any letter. I didn't get any letter. I don't understand where you're telling me where these containers are going to go because they're not going to block my customers from parking and any windows or anything.
They're not containers. These are actual structures.
There ain't going to be no structures in front of my store that I own.
They're coming Monday to put the footings.
That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. I'm telling you, Roy.
They're going to put the footings in Monday morning.
You're talking to the wrong business.
It's just there.
There ain't no You don't understand.
I know there's no parking lot. I know you're on a public sidewalk. I'm not stupid like you. I'm just saying on the sidewalk.
So now you're going to call me stupid now.
Well, just because you're being sort of, you know, kind of. I mean the front doors. You know, there's a garage.
I paid $1 million for this corner.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I'll be. That's true. Do you want to see my documents?
Not really. It sounds just completely uninteresting.
Okay, I paid $1 million for this corner, and you're telling me the city sent me some kind of letter they're going to put up these structures in front of my store.
Yeah, pretty much. Just on the sidewalk.
Now I am in an uproar right now, Roy, and I don't want to get upset with you. I want you to email me this letter.
Okay.
And I want Chad's phone number to where I could contact him with this letter. I did not throw away the letter.
I know the number to the payphone outside that he's on. Like, if you want to, I can give you that. But he usually hangs out.
I still want this email of this letter.
I
go through every piece of mail at every three locations that I have in Spokane, and there is no. And you're sure you're calling the right place?
Yep, that's the one. Yep, right there on the corner, like in the sidewalk. I'm talking about the sidewalk.
Right across from the.
Yeah. It's a public sidewalk. You can't really say anything. It's just going to go in front of your windows and sort of in front of those garages, but not in front of the entire garage door. I think if they swerve a little bit, they can probably get around it. But the city just needs them for storage.
And how long does the city plan to leave these on the sidewalk?
Forever. They're going to put footings in the ground, and these are going to be permanent structures. They're probably going to attach them to your building.
You got to be fucking kidding me, Roy.
Oh, don't curse at me. I'm a city worker.
Send me the document on this, Roy.
I don't have to send you shit, motherfucker, because you're giving me an attitude. I'm just trying to do my job and let you know what's going on.
5095.
Uh-huh, yep, that's right? The one. What about it?
All right, and then what's Chad's number?
He's out at the payphone. Do you want the phone booth number? Because he usually spends his entire lunch hour out there.
Yeah, give me the phone booth number.
It's 509-638-
Mm-hmm. 9901. And then you're not going to send me the email on this letter.
It's such a pain in the ass because I have to convert it to a PDF, and then I don't even know how to do attachments.
Your last name is Zerbell.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, something like that.
Yep, close enough.
Thank you for the phone call, Roy.
Anytime, sir. Have a nice day, and we'll see you on Monday. I didn't know where to go with it, you guys, because I'm looking at his place here on Google Maps, Street View, and there's no parking lot, like absolutely none. It's a city sidewalk. What kind of mechanic place doesn't have a parking lot? I should have said we're going to put him inside the building. That's what I should have done. Mr. Krabs says it's time for a turdwinder fee. I agree. Let's do a turdwinder fee.
Tire Pros and Automotive, this is Jamie. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane. And, is this the owner by chance?
No, it's not.
Okay, is he around?
Let me check here real quick.
Okay.
Thanks.
He's going to be pissed.
No, he's actually not here.
Fuck!
Can I pass a message on to him?
Shit. Well, just let him know we'll be there Monday. We're going to be starting that construction out in the parking lot.
And who is this again?
This is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane. They're going to be putting up some buildings and those parking spaces up there along the street. Like five large buildings. They're storage buildings. And then some three smaller buildings.
Okay. I will pass that on.
Okay, just let him know.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, honey. Baby. Sweetie pie. It's so hard getting a hold of owners, you guys. Damn it. You guys have probably given me suggestions on other places I can call, but I can't remember. Like, what type of places should I call? Hey, not Brad.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you should call people and say you need to
to buy their houses from them so they can build FEMA camps.
Okay. Yeah, somebody suggested something similar to that, like just putting a structure to process illegal immigrants for deportation. Something about Trump.
Yeah. But,
was that your idea?
You have to make it a FEMA camp and say that if they don't sell their house, they're going to get arrested and put in the FEMA camp.
Yeah, they'll just send them out.
To, like martial law.
They'll deport them to Somalia if they don't obey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure to do that on one very soon.
All right, hang up the phone.
No, you hang up. Hang up.
No, you.
Hang it up. Hey, everyone, he just hung up. It wasn't me that just pushed the button. He totally just hung up the phone when I told him to hang up. It wasn't me. That guy that just called in hung up. I win. Yep, that's what happened. Okay, so Motel 6. I don't know. Motel 6 is a chain. We need non-chain stuff. What about, don't ask me why I'm thinking of this, but what about sewing machine repair? There's always those little repair shops. They repair sewing machines and vacuum cleaners. I always think it's weird when I see those, and those still exist, even though we still have sewing machines and vacuum cleaners. I don't know, it's just weird. Why do those exist? So I'm looking up those. Harold's Sewing and Vacuum Center. That's perfect. Harold's going to answer the phone. I'm sure of it. Harold won't mind about the FEMA processing. Ah, it's busy. God damn it. Damn it, Harold. Real estate agents. I don't know. Wouldn't those just be guys in their houses and stuff? Boyd Walker Sewing Machine Company. Viking Sewing Center and Vac. It's always sewing machines and vacuum cleaners. Planned Parenthood. That'd be funny. A dentist.
Sewing Center, this is Donna.
Hey, Donna. This is Roy from the Zoning Board here in Spokane. And
yes.
I just needed to let you know they're going to be out there on Monday to start the construction in front of your place.
Let me have you talk to the owner. Just one moment.
What a good idea.
The Zoning Board. They're going to start construction in front of our place.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the Zoning Department here in Spokane.
Yeah.
I just needed to let you know they're going to be there Monday morning to start working in the parking lot and putting up those buildings.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to start Monday, and they say they'll probably be done within a month or so. They're going to just...
Okay. You guys sent out a notice already, I thought. I remembered reading something about it. So.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be putting up a building. It's to process the illegal immigrants for the Trump deportation thing. I guess they're building these in one in every town. But
okay.
Spokane's is going to be in your parking lot. You're going to have a lot of refugees hanging out.
All right.
Hanging
sounds
out.
Good.
So. Yep. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Probably liven up things around there in the sewing machine.
It might. It might.
Yep. So just make sure there's no cars parked out there in the parking lot. It's not going to be usable for the next couple months.
Okay.
And then after it's all finished, there'll probably be like two or three spaces, but the rest of it's going to be taken up by structures.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
You don't have to give me an attitude about it, you know? But.
No. All right, thanks.
Bye. That guy was awesome. I don't care that he didn't believe me. He was awesome. I think I'm out of sewing machine places, you guys.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the Zoning Department here in Spokane. Hello? He just hung up. He was very suspicious from the beginning. He didn't even say his business name. What the hell?
Valley Back and Show?
Hey there, you hung up on me. This is Roy from the Zoning Department here in Spokane.
Hello. Yeah, I did hang up on you. I was talking, but there's nobody there.
Oh, no, you just said hello and just hung up real quick. You didn't give me a chance. But anyway, I just need to let you know we're going to be... We're going to be starting construction on Monday in your parking lot. Right in front of your building there.
On what?
They're going to be putting up a new building, kind of just right in front of your building where the parking lot is. It's going to be a processing center.
You must have the wrong number.
No,
this is back and so?
Yeah, over there on... You know where your sign is out there by those three or four parking spaces?
Yeah.
And the misleading barber pole thing that's there? They're going to tear those down and put a large building in its place. And it's going to be a processing center for illegal immigrants.
Okay.
And they're going to start on Monday, and they say they'll be done with it within a month. It's going to go up really fast.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane.
Okay, I just rent here, so I don't have any idea about this.
Okay, well, we just need to let you know since you're the renter there. The owner already knows. We're just going to be putting up a very large building in your parking lot. So you're only going to have a couple of parking spaces when we're all done, maybe, if you're lucky. Because we need parking spaces, too, for the new building.
Okay.
And it's going to be for...
All right, well...
Okay,
I suppose. I guess that'll destroy my business, huh?
Oh, no, it shouldn't, because there's going to be a lot of people hanging out from now on. It's going to be a refugee processing center for illegal immigrants for deportation. It's some new thing that Trump's doing, I guess, in every city.
Okay.
But you know, there's going to be a lot of illegal immigrants hanging around in your parking lot, and you never know. One of them might need their sewing machine fixed.
Okay.
So.
No problem.
So okay, it's no problem then. We have your permission to go ahead and get started on this.
I suppose. Who is? What's your name?
My name is Roy from the zoning department.
What's your phone number?
It'd be 509-3148.
Okay. Thank you.
And so as long as we have your permission, we'll go ahead and get started on that. We just had to get your permission for us to go ahead and start. So thank you for the permission. And we'll go ahead and start on Monday morning about 9 o'clock.
Okay, you have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. That guy's just depressed. Independent pharmacies? Could try that. Oh, a weed shop. I am calling Washington, so I could do that. Spokane Cannabis Review wants me to call up weed shops in Spokane. Oh, Bales Bondman. Bail Bondsman, that's what it is. Henry says I should do bail bonds places. Austin says porn shops, but I thought he said pawn shops. I think pawn shops is a better idea. Sunshine says bakeries. That could work. I'm going to try all three of those. Harold? 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 Hello? Okay, what did we just say? Weed shops? Porn shops? Not porn shops. Coin dealers, gyms, accountant offices. That's a good one, accountants. Okay, marijuana, Spokane, Washington. I should just tell them I'm going to zone them as residential so they can't run a weed business anymore. But, you know, the owner's probably not going to be there. It's probably just a bunch of employees. Owner's probably out spending all his weed money.
Cannabis, this is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, this is Roy from the zoning board here in Spokane. And
how's it going?
Pretty good. I just needed to let you know we're going to be coming out there on Monday to start construction.
Okay, where are you starting construction?
In the parking lot.
In our parking lot?
Yeah, we're going to be removing it. And they're going to be there about 9 in the morning on Monday.
Just, hold on one second. Let me let you speak with the owner.
Okay. This one have a parking lot? I'm checking on Street View. Oh, yeah, they have a nice parking lot. Oh, it's a shopping
lot. Hi, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam, this is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. I just needed to let you know we're going to be coming out there on Monday morning. They're going to be starting the construction to remove the parking lot.
Not here.
Yeah, just there's three spaces in front of your place. and then three kind of across the parking lot, and they're going to be turning those into just grass, to like a lawn.
Yeah, no, not here.
And what do you mean, no? No, I'm not calling to ask permission. I'm just letting you know. They're going to be there Monday morning, like 8 or 9 in the morning.
Are you sure you have the right place?
Yeah, the one there on North. They're also going to be, we're going to be rezoning Suite A into a residential property.
Yeah, that can't be right.
Oh, no, it's definitely right. Didn't you get the letter we sent in the mail?
No, I didn't get any of that. What's your name?
This is Roy from the zoning department.
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes, T-H-A-T, and I'm from the zoning.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Which part?
The last name.
Oh, Gerbel.
Could you spell that, please?
G-H-E-R-R. And it's not a big deal. They're just going to be out there Monday morning, and they're going to go ahead and get started on the construction and remove the parking lot.
Yeah, except that I've received no notice from that. My landlord hasn't said anything to me.
You never received no notice?
Absolutely not.
Oh, because that's a double negative. I think you're trying to trick me. That means you did receive a notice.
Yeah, I think you're trying to trick me. I don't believe it. I'll text my landlord right now, and I'll call back. What's your phone number?
He already knows. I mean, just look on caller ID. It's the one that ends in 98 or something. Or no, that's yours. It ends in 37.
Yeah, what's your phone number?
Okay, since you don't know how to use a caller ID display, it's area code 509. He hung up. I don't think I picked a very good one to rezone into residential because it's a shopping center. You know, there's like four places in this parking lot. Oops. What were the other suggestions? I remember bakery. Well, here, let's try another marijuana shop.
Mr. Collins, this is Chad. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane.
Yes, Roy.
And I just needed to let you know we're rezoning your business there as a residential.
Hello. Okay.
And just if you could let the owner know, that's going to take effect at the end of this month.
Let me get you passed off to somebody.
February 31st.
February 31st.
No, I'm just kidding about that part. Is there an owner there, maybe?
Yeah, let me see if I can help you out. Hang
okay.
On.
Hurry the fuck up. Uh-oh, 66 Church just nuked their Facebook page? Uh-oh. What happened? I don't see anything nuked.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the Spokane Zoning Department.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be rezoning your property there as a residential property.
So, I'm just required to let... You are Roy from where, I'm sorry?
From the Zoning Department here in Spokane.
Yeah?
Yep. So, just so you know, it's... you're going to have a residential property there from now on, starting at the end of this month.
So our property will be residential.
Yes, yeah. You won't be able to run a business out of there, unfortunately, but you'll be able to live there.
Uh-huh.
So no problem, right?
Okay. Oh, that will be a problem. Because this is a business right now.
Well, yeah, but we're going to rezone it as a residential.
And it's going to start next month?
Yeah, starting at the end of this month, February 31st.
Okay, is there a good number I could contact you?
Yes, the one on your caller ID. Is this the owner?
No, but I am their assistant.
Oh, that didn't sound very impressive.
You
probably meant it to sound impressive, but it wasn't.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
But yeah, just let the owner know it's a residential property from now on.
Definitely.
Starting. Thank you. You might want to write it down. February 31st.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, just let them know that's the last day that it'll be a business. After that, it's a residential.
All right.
And we're going to need you to install a bathroom with a shower in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Every resident has to have a bathroom with a shower.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, honey.
All right.
Bye, sweetie. I have no idea if she if she believed it or not. Spokane Cannabis Review says, put that in your pipe and smoke it. That was a good one. I should have said that to her. February 31st. It's a leap year. Wow, there's a pawn shop across the street. I still don't see the cannabis shop. I just see the used car dealership. Okay, I don't know. Bakeries. I forget the other one. I know bakeries was Sunshine's idea. There was a third one. Not porn stores. What was it? What did I think it was? I can't remember. We only have 30 minutes, you guys, and I'm leaving. We've got this bake shop. That sounds like a cannabis business. I should tell them we're on to them. We know what they're doing there. Bake shop. Not fooling anyone.
Downtown, Doris speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Doris. This is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be building we're going to start on Monday. We're going to be building some structures out there on the sidewalk in front of all your windows.
Ooh. Will you be making it so that two of our, like, we have two doors that are right there.
Yeah.
Are people going to still be able to get into our store?
Yeah, they will. They're just going to have to zigzag through some things, and they're going to have to wear hard hats as they come through. And we're going to...
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, we have an adjoining door with SFPCU or whatever.
Oh, we're going to chain that up.
Can they go through there?
No, we're going to chain that...
Or is it going to be the entire...
We're going to board that one up. We're going to put a board over it, and no one will ever be able to use it again. And then the outside door... It's going to be like just a crazy maze that they have to wind through with a hard hat and a stick.
Okay. All right. Well, I will let everybody know. Thank you very much for telling us.
Yep. You're going to have to get rid of those tables out on the sidewalk, those hobo-looking tables and flowers.
We don't have any.
Oh, okay. Well, if you did, you know, I know they used to be out there.
It's completely clear in front.
Okay. Yep. And hi. This isn't like a front for a cannabis shop or anything, is it?
What? No, it's a bakery shop.
Yeah, a bakery. I know, I get that. I'm just like making sure that because it's not zoned for cannabis.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
Are you sure you're not like selling marijuana edibles or anything there? Because
no.
you're not zoned.
I wish.
For
no, I'm kidding.
Oh, you wish. I see how it is.
That definitely make everything a lot chiller. No, just normal cupcakes.
Yep.
Good cupcakes,
I see you
but not that much.
Put a lot of thought into this. Okay, well, thank you, bake shop, quote unquote, for answering my questions, and we'll be out there Monday
it's
with
not
the
a bake shop. It's bakery.
Well, it says bake shop.
Yeah,
bake
whatever.
Shop. Blissful bake shop. Come on, you're basically
Blissful
saying
bake shop.
Come
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, and if you saw the woman that founded this place, you would totally like retake back. All of the words you just said.
Oh, I know women, they don't found anything other than, you know, treats in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Quit trying to fool me and convince me that your husband doesn't own the business.
All right. Well, if that's all.
Okay, that's all. Yeah, we're going to be digging up the sidewalk, too, just so you know. It's going to be dirt.
Okay. Will do.
They're going to have to... It's a maze of construction sites with a hard hat and a stick through the dirt.
Okay.
They have to walk in the mud.
Are you really from the zoning place right now, or are you
yeah.
joking with me?
Oh, no, like? I'm completely serious. No, completely. You definitely need to pass this along. We're gonna be...
Okay, I will pass the information on.
We're going to be running
no
a pipe from the fire hydrant over there in the corner, just to make sure it's muddy at all times.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Fine, then. Fine.
Have a nice day.
Hang up. I don't care. Just hang up.
What? Okay. Okay. Oh, bye.
She was so confused. Uh-oh. She picked him back up? Uh-oh. I don't know where my dial tone is, you guys. Can't do it. I think she's... Oh, she's gone now. Only 24 minutes until the XYZ show. Aw, Hella Dope says that was a fail. It wasn't a fail. Come on. I made her happy. She laughed. She got the joke. He just didn't get the joke. That's all. Oh, yeah. Church. Let's look at that real quick. I heard it was nuked. Apparently, they deleted all the comments on the page. I kind of looked at that while I was on the phone. Or did they? Because I see a bunch of comments. It's not nuked. What are you talking about? Everything's here. Am I just seeing a cache or something? I guess I should call this place, the Facebook place, and let them know about the zoning issues. That's what I should do. I don't see reviews anymore. Did they take the reviews down? They didn't delete their page. I'm on their page. Is it deleted? I'm reloading. And it loads. Maybe they just blocked you. They probably blocked you. That's all. They blocked you because you said terrible things on their page. I still see the comments. Oh, look, there's one 3 minutes ago from Ryan. The food was excellent. Cactus cocktails were divine. I was very surprised, though, with the wild chickens loose in the bathrooms. Then I hear a train whistle. Next thing I know, there's flaming darts. It was like an Indiana Jones movie in there or something. Yep, that was from Ryan. And, wait, I don't want top comments. I want most recent. There, that's better. Mike Brown says, the preacher Brad took a huge bite of cactus, and he smiled and said, there are children in Africa. Best glory holes in the state. I don't know what I just read. 9 minutes ago, whenever I come here, there's a bunch of loud kids. Somebody needs to tell them to shut the fuck up. That's from John. The next one's from an hour ago. Carmen says, I'm outraged by the comments. Where are all these coming from? I'm going to call the corporate office and report this to Father Roy. This is blasphemy. Caitlin Jones wants to know if they have open Monday. Considering it's a holiday, I really want to pop by on my day off and get some cornhole action. Is Monday a holiday or something? Are the reviews gone? I don't see the reviews. But I always have problems finding the reviews. RKF says we mobbed them in August, too. Really? This was sent to me by Ethan on May of last year, almost a year ago, so I guess it's possible I used this one already. Oops. Guess I'll delete that email now. Okay, let's see. Bakeries. I want something on a property that has, like, parking lots and stuff. Oh, it's President's Day. Okay.
This is Danny. May I help you?
Hey, Danny. This is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know we're gonna be building a large building in front of your business there starting Monday morning. They're gonna be
okay. Give me just a second. I'm gonna put you through to our manager. I'm not in charge of any of that stuff.
Okay. All right. Settle down.
She's right here. Hold on.
You don't have to yell at me. Oh, yeah, bail bonds. That's what I'm going to call it, bail bonds places. I don't think I'm going to get to that, though. This is a very small shopping center. They've got a Subway on one corner. And let's see. There's not really anything I can say. I could say I'm going to use their roof. They don't own the place. It's in a shopping center. There's no parking lot. Parking lot's over on the side. What can I possibly say to these people? Chris wants me to call her a good boy.
Hi, you had a question?
Hi, well, this is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that we're rezoning your business into a refugee center.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's a refugee processing center. It's just to process the illegal immigrants for deportation. It's some new thing that President...
Are you talking about our building?
Yeah, your business.
Why don't you call the property owner instead of the...
Oh, no, they already know. No, it's not the whole building. It's just your business. We're gonna set up some tables in there and some information centers for all the
refugees. When are you doing this?
We're starting on Monday. We're gonna come in there and just change things around a bit.
I'm sorry, you can't do that. You'll have to talk to the owners because we're still in business, and that is not your business.
No, you can still be in business. You'll probably get more business because all those refugees will be in there all day.
I'm sorry, but it's not happening. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's definitely
we're still a restaurant, and we can't have somebody else inside our restaurant trying to do business.
Well, no, it's not business. This is for President Trump, and he pretty much just makes up his rules as he goes along. For refugees, damn it. Okay. Tell her it's going to be a mosque. Trump's coming to their building later today. Let's try one more bakery. Yeah, we'll do this one. This one is a spacious bake shop with light fare. I think that's code for drugs or something. That'd be my guess.
Bakery, this is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, is this the owner?
Our owner's actually not in today.
Ah, balls.
Out of town. Can I take a message for her?
Is there a manager? Oh, do you have her number? Because I'm calling from the zoning board in Spokane.
I'm sorry, here, one second. What okay. were you saying?
I'm calling from the zoning board here in Spokane. Do you have her number?
I don't have her number, but I can take a message for her.
Okay, just let her know that we're going to rezone your building as residential.
Oh. Okay, sounds good.
So you know, you won't be able to have a business there anymore, but you can live there.
Okay.
So
well, have a good one.
Pass that along. Let her know. It's February 31st. That's the last day.
Okay.
Alrighty. Enjoy.
Goodbye.
Enjoy your last 2 weeks of employment.
And what's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Just look at the phone. Durr. Don't you know how phones
okay,
work?
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Why do you always ask me what my number is? It's right there. Do people ask that for real still? Oh, here we go. This is a boutique. Anyone that calls their junk food business a boutique, they deserve to be called. Rezoned and whatever else. Alessandro wants me to do a bomb scare. That could be.
Celebrations on Garland. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the owner?
It's not. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling from the zoning board here in Spokane. Is the owner available?
No, they're not really ever in. You can reach them by email. That's usually the best way.
That's very suspicious. Like, why do they do like that?
I'm sorry, what?
That's a very suspicious way for them to act, considering the circumstances.
I'm sorry, I don't know. They're not in the stores. They're the owners?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, just the manager then. The manager's good enough.
The manager's not here right now.
Well, who are you?
Is there a way that you can email them, or?
I guess. I don't know. Why can't I just call them? What are they doing? Where are they at?
I'm sorry. They're not here right now, so I can give you an email okay. if you'd like.
Well, I'll just pass along a message. Let them know that the zoning board called, and we're going to be building, we're going to be digging up the parking lot tomorrow morning.
Okay, let me.
We're going to dig up the whole thing. It's just going to be a big dirt and rock pit. Permanently. Forever. That made her hang up, I think. Is she gone? I think she's gone. No, sunshine. We're totally going to do bomb scares next. Maybe I should make sure this is hung up before I say stuff like that. Just kidding, ma'am, if you're still listening. Just kidding. Totally a joke. It was a prank call. Okay. I think she was gone. It went very silent. No bomb threats on this show. Not since the incident. Not anymore. I know the quality of this show has gone way down since I've stopped doing the bomb threats. Okay, so, I don't know, what was the thing? A quarry? Bail bonds. Let's call A Affordable Bail Bonds. We're going to rezone them just because it's a stupid name. Affordable Bail Bonds. It's like someone with a stuttering issue. It's like A hyphen affordable.
Bail bonds, please hold.
Okay.
Bail bond laws. Responsibilities and restrictions.
They just don't give a fuck here. Oh shit, the phone's ringing.
We'll be glad to tell you more when we join you.
What do you want? What do you want? I'm on the phone. I'm busy.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
We're on hold with the bail bonds.
Brad?
Yes? Yes?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Brad, it's Hunter Voss. I need you to unblock me.
No! You posted a number. You're out of here forever.
Hello?
Hello?
And we appreciate your patience during this
Hello?
A member of our staff will return to the line in just
I hung
a moment
up on him.
To offer your call the person
I think my phone is not hooked up properly. I think it sounds like garbage when people call in and I answer with it. I need to work on that. Okay, so I'm going to hang up on this place because they're taking forever.
Be sure to visit our web.
Bail bonds.
Hi, this is Roy from the zoning department here in Spokane. And
what can I do for you, Roy?
I just needed to let you know we're going to be out there on Monday morning to start construction in your parking lot.
Okay.
And they're gonna be out there with the tractors and the backhoes and all that stuff. I mean, digging up the parking lot. So you might want to bring some boards or something for people to walk on because it's just gonna be a big mud pit up to your door.
Okay.
Yep, and it'll only last a few months, and then after that they're gonna have large structures in the parking lot, so there's gonna be less parking after that. He hung up. He doesn't care. He's playing with me. I think I'm going to take a break for the next 9 minutes. And then it'll be time to quit. Man, Bail Bonds Place love to put an A in there in front of their business name. That seems to be their thing. Oh, let's call the Facebook people. What should I say to the place that we Facebook mobbed? I mean, I guess I'll just do another zoning prank or something.
Chelsea, how can I help you?
Hey, Chelsea, is the owner around?
He's not. Can I take a message for you?
Oh, is there a manager there? Or just a man in general?
A man or a manager?
Both. Well, I mean, it would obviously be the same.
Okay, well, I'm the manager. I'm just
Oh, you sound like a woman. Weird. Well, I just need to let you know, I'm from the zoning board here in...
Okay.
And we're going to be rezoning, we're claiming eminent domain in your parking lot out there.
Okay.
And we're going to be turning your parking lot into a mosque.
Into a what?
A mosque. It's like a religious thing of some sort.
Okay, well, when exactly are you doing that?
We're going to be starting tomorrow. Actually, it's going to be like an illegal immigrant processing center for deportation.
Okay.
President Trump's making them build it there, I guess, and you're going to have a lot of immigrants in there from now on.
In the parking lot?
Yes, in the parking lot. They're probably going to come in the restroom a lot to use the restroom, because ours won't have a restroom built in.
Alrighty.
But there's going to be a prayer room on the side, and a porn safety center. I swear on the eyes of my child.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
And
you're welcome.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Bye. Yeah. Whatever. I don't care. There's never any owners. Like, business owners seem to be like busy people or something. Who would have thought? I think I was enjoying calling people more than businesses. Maybe we should end with just a few more people. Well, no, we only have 5 minutes. Let's go back to the weed businesses. Mary Juana.
This is Kelsey. How can I help you?
Hey, Kelsey. Is the owner around?
They're not available at the moment, but I can go ahead and take a message for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling from the zoning department here in Spokane.
I'm sorry, the what department?
The zoning department.
The zoning department.
Yeah.
Like, Z-O-N.
The, like, what?
Z-O-N-I-N-G?
Yeah, zoning. Like, you know, like, we decide what happens with property and stuff. And
okay.
Yeah, we're just going to be claiming eminent domain in all of your parking lot area. And we're going to be digging up the parking lot Monday morning. And it's going to be more of a dirt pit than a parking lot.
Okay.
And then we're going to start building structures. They're going to be 3-story tall structures surrounding your building.
And then what was the phone number and a name and a phone number that they can reach you at?
My name is Roy Gerbell.
Okay, and what was the phone number that they can reach you at?
509-3141.
All right, I will go ahead and pass the message along for you.
Okay, and yeah, I just let him know we're going to be there. It's going to be like an immigrant processing center for deportation. It's something that President Trump's building, and it's going to be right in front of your building. It's going to be kind of a historical thing that you'll be able to be a part of.
Oh, okay, I will let them know.
Yeah, it's going to be really awesome, but you're going to have a lot of immigrants going in and out of there, just hanging out probably, waiting to be processed and sent back to Somalia or whatever.
Okay, I will definitely let them know.
Okay, yeah, just let them know all that stuff. Also, by chance, do you have medicinal fireworks there?
Medicinal what?
Fireworks.
Fireworks? No.
Yeah, medicinal ones, you know, with weed.
We have medicinal, we don't have a specific type of medicinal marijuana necessarily, mm-hmm. but everything is recreational.
Do you have medicinal toilet paper?
No.
Do the immigrants, are they going to need to show ID or can they just come on in and hang out?
They absolutely have to be 21 years of age. If they have a medical card and they are a part of the database system, then they can be 18 and above. But okay. They also, I believe, have to have a caregiver until they're 21.
Do you have a pretty large waiting area for all the immigrants to kind of hang out? Because they're probably, yeah. You know, they're getting deported back to Somalia and wherever, and they're probably going to want to get stoned while they wait, like one last time.
Well, technically speaking, they cannot sit in here and smoke weed, so no.
Well, you know, they got to smoke it somewhere. It's probably not going to matter because you're going to be surrounded by tall buildings. So it's not like anyone's going to be back there to see.
I'm sorry, what was your last name?
Gerbil.
How do you spell that?
Gerbil.
Alrighty, well, you know, I will just let them know to call you back. And okay. They can go ahead and answer the rest of your question.
All right, do you happen to sell marijuana nail polish there?
No, I'm sorry. I will have the owners call you back. I've got quite a few customers here right now.
Okay, well, I'm a customer too, a potential customer. And we're going to be sending a lot of, you know, Somalian customers over.
Okay, you're from the zoning department from Spokane County.
Yep, Spokane. It's pronounced Spokane.
No, it's Spokane.
No, you're stoned or something. Do you have marijuana?
Let me just have my bosses call you back, okay?
Is your weed gluten-free?
I'm sorry. Let me have my bosses call you back.
Okay, that's fine, but do you have marijuana?
Have a wonderful day, okay?
Marijuana condoms, do those exist? Okay, I was just reading everything that the chat room said. I didn't know what else to say. I thought we'd have better luck today with getting a hold of businesses and stuff, you know, getting a hold of owners. Like, yeah, businesses, they'll always answer. There's always someone in a business, but turns out it's always employees and they don't give a shit if we're putting up stuff in the parking lot. So that's where that failed. It's not my fault. It's about time for me to quit, or I'm 1 minute past due. I really need to get going, you guys. It's time for the XYZ show. So everyone should tune in to XYZ. He's over on a different channel. He's kind of poor. He's kind of like a hobo. He doesn't broadcast on YouTube. He just broadcasts on the Mixler. So if you're on the YouTube, you need to go to this address. Hurry up, get a pencil, write it down. Pencil only. It's Mixler.com/XYZQWA. That's where you can go. And, yeah, listen to XYZ. It'll be fun. Everyone in the chat room is saying, fuck XYZ. He sucks. Nobody likes him. I totally agree, but I'm going to go listen anyway. It's going to be fun. He'll be on for probably 5 hours today. It's going to be amazing.
I see your house when I come to my place. Unpack my stuff. It's a beautiful day. Knock on your door, I just wanted to say hello, neighbor. You've got your gloves and an Argyle vest, a creepy stash, and your house is a mess. But I won't judge, cause it's wrong to obsess over neighbors.
Except you are very, very creepy.
But what's inside a mysterious home? Secrets to hide in the depths of your soul. An evil mind, I must know.
Please
say you harm and they say you will kill. But BNEs really give me a thrill, my neighbor. I stole your stuff while you're taking a nap. I know you're mad, but don't overreact. And what's the deal with the animal traps, my neighbor? But what's inside a mysterious home? Secrets to hide in the depths of your soul.
Telling me you're setting up a basketball court in our front yard?